from the Autoglass America Studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Say that last bit. Gio's in here. His thumb. How was the thumb treating you, Gio? You've had a weekend to spend with it now.
Toe thumb.
It's miserable.
What's the biggest, for those people out there throwing their thumb around willy-nilly and caution to the wind and might be in fear of losing it or being incapacitated, what's the most difficult thing when you lose your thumb?
Well, for those who don't know, about 2 weeks ago, I broke my thumb. Then I had to have surgery, and they put pins in, and now the whole, I can't do a damn thing. And I'll put it this way. This morning, my daughter had to tie my shoes, and she buttoned this shirt I got on right now.
Oh,
which was very sweet of her.
It was taking me forever. I'm like trying to get the button because you can't use your thumb. Trying to butt a shirt with one hand.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she goes, she comes over. She's like, I'll do it, Dad. I go, oh, thank you. She goes, I just don't want you to be want us to be late for school.
She don't give a damn about you.
She could look at the clock and look at me, look at her sorry old man, and look back at the clock, and she's like, let me step in here.
Let me do this, Crip.
Yeah, she's 9 years old.
I got this. Did they have to? The thumb is a very small appendage. It looks like they have wrapped a waist with as much bandage and gauze and everything on there, which is impeding your flexibility.
Well, because I'm not supposed to have any. This right here is not supposed to move at all because the pins are all holding it in place.
Okay, I get
it. So this is to ensure I don't do this.
Okay, all right.
So this is like stuck in this position because the pins are like here, here, and then like here. Yeah, so it's holding. The bone that's right here, it's holding that in place to the other board it's attached.
The way it's wrapped, you would think you had third-degree burns the entire upper part of your arm.
Dude, this bandage is the size of a damn football.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you know, and of course, everywhere you go, what happened?
Yeah.
Some lady at Publix said to me today, we're sitting there, and she's in front of an old lady.
Uh-huh.
And she looks at me, and she goes, nice arm. I go, thank you? What does that mean? Nice arm?
Yeah, you should have gave her the backhand with it. Said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm experiencing involuntary muscle spasms.
Nice.
Maybe she was looking for a conversation. You know, they don't get to talk to a lot of people.
How was that a conversation?
It opens up, this happened to me.
Nice arm?
She was trying to be funny.
Like she should have added
some humor.
She should add a jerk off on the end. Nice arm, jerk off.
Let me tell you something. You have a history of old women just owning you, man. Owning you. When does it stop?
And then I went to lunch on Friday or Saturday, and I'm getting a quick bite to eat. Some girl comes over. I'm at the Mission Barbecue.
Right.
She comes over and she's got a broken finger. And then I got wrapped up in a conversation for 20 minutes while I'm trying to eat my barbecue chicken, and like I couldn't get out of it. Listen, I appreciate that you too have had a broken appendage, but I don't want to talk about it when I'm trying to eat my mac and cheese.
She's just trying to commiserate with you.
She was being very nice, and I could not get out of the conversation.
Oh man,
you know. And
does Mission Barbecue have those? What do they call them? The tables like Four Rivers does, the community tables.
I was sitting like in a booth, like kind of like a booth.
Oh man, and you still couldn't get away from it.
I was solo, and she goes, "Oh, what happened to your arm?" I said, I was saving a family. They were dying in a burning fire inside of a minivan.
No, you didn't.
Absolutely, you did. Yeah. Make it sound good.
I go, third-degree burns.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, my God, really? I go, no, not at all. I go, instead, I tripped over my big, dumb, clumsy-ass feet and fell on my thumb.
You should
have broke it.
Stuck with the lie.
And then she goes, oh, I broke my finger, too. And she had to show me the bandage on her finger.
Was it as extensive as the one on
no,
yours?
No, it was like right, a little thing on her pointer finger.
She's like, get the hell out of here.
And then that spawned a 15-minute conversation. I'm thinking, I just want to eat my damn sandwiches now getting cold. You know? Does that make me a jerk? I don't think so.
No, not in that situation.
And then this morning, old Gam Gam at Publix. Nice arm. What?
Dude, I'm telling you, you should have just back. Hey, sorry about that. I ain't gotten control of the old arm yet.
Have you been wearing your sling?
Not in here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, why don't you wear it in here? Where are you slinging here?
He's afraid of what you have to say.
No, I'm not afraid.
I'll have a lot of stuff to say.
Then why are you not wearing it?
Because I don't really need it this part of the day.
Man ain't trying to walk in like a little bitch.
This
sling wearing bitch.
This is the easy part of the day. You know? Now I can just relax.
Yeah, right.
It's not like in my day job.
Okay. The easy part.
I'm doing stuff.
The daytime, you little bitch.
Listen, I'm not a slinger. It's not how I roll, Jerrica.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, Jerrica, shut up. Okay. Give us some in case you missed it.
Nice arm.
Colin Kaepernick was honored with the Courageous Advocate Award at the ACLU Bill of Rights dinner in California.
The what? The Bill of Rights what?
ACLU Bill of Rights dinner.
I need to have a dinner for everything.
He got the Courageous Advocate Award.
I like it.
And
sure.
He made a speech.
Mm-hmm.
That I have for you here.
On this. Oh, jeez.
All right. I just brought the music in.
This better be good, Jerrica.
Yeah, it better be.
It's just a speech.
All right, here we go.
Acceptance.
Here's Colin Kaepernick.
Let me start by saying thank all of you. That's amazing. That's truly amazing. Thank you, Hector Villegra and the ACLU for this honor. And for the unrelenting and unwavering work by the ACLU to fight for social justice. We must confront systemic oppression as a doctor would a disease. You identify it, you call it out, you treat it, and you defeat it.
Treat it and defeat it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways, he filed a lawsuit against the NFL accusing all 32 owners of conspiring to prevent him from returning to the league. Hours after he accepted the award, Kaepernick was announced one of the 10 finalists of the Times Person of the Year Award. He's also receiving the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award as well for Sports Illustrated.
The Muhammad Ali? For yeah. What? Man, you know how pissed off Trump would
Legacy
be.
Legacy Award?
If Colin Kaepernick became the Man of the Year.
Oh, the Time Magazine?
Time Magazine Man of the Year. He'd be hot.
Oh, you kidding
can
me?
Can you imagine the tweets?
Oh, it'd be great.
I hope it happens. I could care less who the Time Man of the Year is, but
you
just
couldn't care less.
Just couldn't care less. Thank you. But just to see the tweets, I would love for that to happen.
Yeah, so there's that. Blue Bell Christmas cookie ice cream sold out for the holidays. It featured its chocolate chip snickerdoodle sugar cookie with red sprinkles and green icing. Blue Bell released a limited supply.
Are you doing ice cream news now?
Yes, ice cream news now.
Whoa.
They released it on October 23rd, and it already sold out. And so, unfortunately, you're not going to get any.
Are you making side deals?
If you wanted some.
Are you making side deals with advertisers now?
No, I'm just informing you. You know, there's a lot of ice cream lovers out there. And if you were excited about Christmas, holiday, you know, season meals and foods.
You know what I heard today?
Sold out.
What's
so
that?
Sorry.
Taco Bell is going to make a French fry burrito. We're going to stuff French fries in the burrito.
Whatever.
And serve it up.
I did hear that Taco Bell was thinking about bringing fries to the game.
Now they're going to make a French fry burrito.
To what end?
Wait, this isn't a joke?
No. The Taco Bell don't joke around.
Why am I not allowed to talk about ice cream, but you could talk about French fry burrito?
What do you think I am over here?
Burrito.
Taco Bell was an American institution. You understand
what
I'm saying?
Well, Blue Bell is highly
popular. Nobody cares about Blue Bell. Yeah, whatever.
No.
Clearly.
There's a lot of different ice cream brands. There's only one Bell, honey. Okay, learn that. Respect it.
Blue Bell.
French fries. Huh?
Right here, yeah. They're calling it the California burrito.
And what else is in it besides French fries? French fries.
Why is it called California burrito?
Listen, I don't work at the Bell, but well, they say they're going to stuff French fries in their burrito. It's going to be the California burrito.
So it'll be a regular burrito, and then it'll just have French fries as
French fries, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'll allow it.
Sure, I'm not going to get it.
I mean,
I stuff French
fries in my burgers all the time.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Why not take a bite of the burger and then take a bite of some of the fries?
It saves you a step. You just put the crispy French fries inside the burger. And
man,
you're
nasty.
Yeah, and lazy.
Yeah.
So good.
How difficult is it to move your hand 2 inches over the plate?
Shut up.
They're calling it the California Loaded Fries Burrito, and it's only going to be $1.99.
I have to be honest with you, Gio. I've never taken a bite of a burrito and then wanted some French fries.
Yeah, that's weird.
The classic recipe includes guacamole, meat, cheese, salsa. And then French fries.
Yeah, I got to pass on that one.
Taco Bell's version swaps out shredded cheese for their signature nacho cheese and sour cream.
Oh.
Because I guess there's a place, OG California Burrito has had this on their menu for years.
Oh.
And now Taco Bell is going to, you know, try and implement it.
Well, they're kind of appropriating OG's recipe.
Yeah, listen, I never heard of OG California Burrito, but I know the Bell.
All right, there we go.
I would try it. I would try it, yes. If you're in a drive through and they say, would you like to try the new French fry loaded California Super Burrito? You'd say, okay, throw me in there one.
You know what? I never tried the Los Doritos tacos, whatever, the Taco Bell Dorito shell, because yeah. I've never had a taco and said, wow, this would taste so much better if the shell was a Dorito.
Because you're not adventurous?
No, because if I want a Dorito, I'll buy a bag of Doritos. When I want a taco, I want a taco.
No, that's not.
To me, Doritos is a snack. It's not an entree. And it just didn't make sense to me.
Okay.
So French fries and a burrito.
They have a potato burrito there I've had before.
Taco Bell, yes. That's so what Melanie gets.
It's going to be just like that, except those aren't fried, I guess.
Yeah, but they're nasty, too. It's mealy. It's mushy, you know.
See, the fries have to be crispy, or that's just going to ruin the whole experience for me.
I don't know why they need tough fries anyway.
Because everybody's got fries.
I guess. Well, at the Taco Bell KFC combination, just take some of KFC's fries.
They already added chicken nuggets at Taco Bell.
They have chicken nuggets at Taco Bell?
Yeah. But they call them chicken something else.
Why don't they just stick to what they're good at?
They're like little chicken squares.
Yeah.
Little chicken triangles.
Yeah, that's a sign of desperation.
No, man. Because they put that in the quesadilla. And you got fried chicken quesadilla.
Go to the dance. Dance with who brung you? You know,
no,
tacos, man.
No, they still got this is what makes Taco Bell great. they're always willing to try something new. they don't just rest on their past laurels.
Lord, let me tell you what makes Taco Bell great: tacos and nachos Bel Grande. And that's it. That's all I need. An occasional burrito.
Guess what? There was a time where the nachos were just nachos and cheese.
I know.
And then somebody came along and said, let's make these mother effers Bel Grande.
And look
where we're at now.
That
had to happen.
Fair enough.
They do have good cinnamon twists.
Fair enough. Nobody cares
about
cinnamon
twists.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
I'm not going to.
Or the Crunchwrap Supreme.
I'm going to a Mexican restaurant for cinnamon crisp.
Cinnamon twist.
Yeah.
Jerk-offs.
All right. Moving along, Ben.
Okay. Zach Levine. I think that's his name. Anyways, he runs a website.
His
name is what?
The thing is his name. When did you write the story?
No, that's the dude from Maroon 5 and
no,
The Voice.
No, that's Adam Levine.
Right, and I think, anyways, he has a website. It's called howto.com where he basically helps you build and create anything and everything. So food products, technology.
Ask him how I can create the French fry burrito.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure he would be able to help you with that.
Yeah.
You can go to his website.
How can I tweak that?
Okay.
Ask him how I can publish a series of books called How To for Dummies. That's basically what he's doing.
Ask him who came up with the idea to add the Bel Grande to the nachos.
To the nachos, yes.
Because that person should be celebrated.
Nachos really weren't nachos before the Bel Grande was added,
no,
to be
they
honest
weren't.
With you. It was chips and cheese.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody had to make the bold move to say, hey, you know what? This chips and cheese, it ain't getting it done.
I mean, to be
honest, we need to go Bel Grande on this.
The fixins were already there. The beef, the lettuce, the tomatoes.
They had the ingredient. The foundation
was there. Right in their face.
They just needed somebody with the foresight to utilize that and make it Bel Grande. And they changed the world.
I bet it was some employee that had a break and he was doing his employee meal and he decided to put all that stuff. And they were like, well, whoa. I'm
like, whoa, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, what the hell are you doing? And he said, Bel Grande, bitch.
I'd have went with Jorge, but Steve will work.
And then a legend was born.
Why would that's
Absolutely.
So?
That's so what?
Racist.
What, that there would be Mexicans in a Mexican restaurant?
But you're just assuming
racist?
That it's just his name.
He's like, I got to tell you, Carl. I've been doing the Bel Grande for years and nobody paid attention.
Why is your Taco Bell so white, Steve and Carl?
Why not?
Oh,
what? Who works at your Taco Bell?
Jorge and Pablo.
What?
Yeah.
Listen, you go to my Bell, it's Steve, Carl.
I got Juan on the soda machine.
Steve, Carl, Frank.
Oh, and Lupita is doing the condiments on the table.
No,
out in the dining
we got
area.
Steve. We got Carl.
Why is it all guys?
We got
too?
Frank.
What about the females?
I had Lupita.
We got Clark.
Lupita.
Clark. Yeah, I'm not eating.
Clark is the swing manager, shift manager.
I'm not going to eat at that Taco Bell.
And then we got
Fred?
No. Lisa. She runs the drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're equal opportunity.
That's fine. I got Guadalupe man in my mic, and she's sassy too.
Listen, Carl put the Bel Grande on the nachos. And for that, Carl is a legend.
There you go.
Okay. He'll be treated and celebrated as such.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Anyways, back to this howto.com guy.
Oh, we don't care about that.
No, come on. It's kind of exciting because...
Find me Bel Grande Carl.
Yeah, yeah.
No, listen. He mixed Furby, you know, like the old 90s... He mixed Furby with Amazon's Alexa.
Pass.
And he manipulated it to where the Furby would talk as if it was an Alexa. So it's called Furlexa.
And you're trying to tell me that's more impressive than the Nachos Bel Grande?
Yeah, who cares about that?
Of course it is.
What does it do?
It's a Furby. You know what a Furby is? You know what the old Furby is?
Pass.
That's when you don't shave.
And he made... No.
That was the furry toy with the big eyes
and it looked weird.
Isn't that what Billy calls you when you don't shave?
You're disgusting. No. That's gross.
Hey, Furby, bring me an orange crush.
You go a whole week?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, listen, she's got three jobs. Sometimes she just doesn't have personal maintenance time.
CVS Health and Aetna made a $69 billion deal that could transform the healthcare industry.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Trying to take my money and increase my premium.
Let me tell you something. I can't wait for this monopoly.
What the hell is this going to do to my deductible?
It's not going to lower it. Yeah. I'll tell you that. They going to own your ass.
No, you guys don't think this is a good idea?
No.
They're going to create little spots and they're going to kind of make it easier for you to go there if you have any questions, stuff like that, instead of you going to the hospital and spending more money.
The French fry burrito was a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
No mas.
Yeah. I don't want Linda behind the cash register trying to give me a prostate exam.
No mas. Thank you.
Give me a bag of Cheetos, ring it up, and shut the hell up. And
pass.
No, I don't want to donate a dollar to whatever cause you got.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Move on.
Yeah.
The rich get richer.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's it.
You can say that again.
Shut up.
What the hell just happened?
You tell me.
Nothing, apparently.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah. Great job betting those stories.
Can you find out who created the Nachos Bel Grande?
No.
Google it during the break, girl.
You Google it during the break.
I'm doing too busy running the board.
That's something we need to know.
Yes. I'm kind of curious
really?
Now. Yes, I'm actually curious now myself.
Yeah, I mean, I said that person should be celebrated.
I'm telling you, it was an employee.
You think so?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It had to have been.
Yeah.
And I bet the poor son of a bitch didn't get the credit he deserved.
Man, when I was working at Burger King, my Whopper looked like a from the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
It was so perfect.
And we'd make up all kinds of things. Man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd make things that didn't even exist on the menus.
Absolutely. And then sometimes you come upon something that you say to your manager, we need to sell this.
Yeah.
Get it out to us.
Now, I know you grew up as was Jehovah's Witness?
Jehovah's Witness, yes.
So did you watch a lot of holiday movies?
You can watch a holiday movie.
Did you feel left out by that at all?
Nah, no. I mean, I wasn't a huge holiday movie fan, but
I love holiday movies.
Well, according to this survey, I'll tell you what's the greatest holiday movie of all time.
Ooh.
Because it's this time of year, like all weekend long, my house, we're watching a ton of holiday movies.
All right.
There's like a couple musts, like, you have to watch.
Absolutely.
There's a couple, like for me, there's like a top three that you absolutely have to watch as far as best holiday movie goes.
Okay, fair enough.
And according to this list, we'll get to it next, I don't know if I totally agree that their number one movie should even be on the list.
All right, we'll find out what that is when we get back. It's the BDRS.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.